the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. I'm Kristen, and I'm here today with Elsa Lachman. She's with Mindful Counseling, and we are talking about how partners and other caregivers and family members can support a woman who has potential signs of postpartum depression or mood disorders.
Yeah, so if postpartum is going to be an emotional time, so tears, some anger, sadness are all part of the experience. After about 2 or 3 weeks out, if spouse or a friend or a mother is noticing maybe mom is crying more than usual, doesn't really looking forward to things, has these unusual fears that they can't seem to let go of. Another sign would be not seeming to eat very much, or either sleeping a lot or not being able to sleep when the baby is sleeping. If they're noticing those signs, would maybe be a sign that they could go talk to somebody as far as a therapist or go see their doctor. So approaching mom would be, in a way, to not criticize mom that she's doing anything wrong. She's not doing anything wrong. And so starting off with validating, actually, that she's doing a great job and how hard it is, like validating how hard she's working, and trying to tell her that it doesn't have to be maybe this way, and maybe not doing it, doesn't have to do it alone.
How does a caregiver know if it is baby blues or if it's something that she needs help for? Of course, there can be that hormonal fluctuation. They may be teary.
Mm-hmm. Baby blues usually stops after like 3 weeks postpartum. So after that would be maybe sign that there's more going on. But I would say, is it getting in the way of functioning? Is it getting in the way of relationships? Is it getting in the way of, you know, whether they're working, you know, in the home, outside, getting those things done to a degree that is expected postpartum? Not everything running smoothly, but are relationships being affected? Those would be signs that it's more than just baby blues.
How can a spouse, partner, or caregiver be supportive in order to empower her to get help? Is it best for them to directly reach out for help for her if they're seeing signs, or what do you recommend?
I recommend the mom reaching out. So that would be encouraging mom to reach out herself. And, you know, maybe she needs to talking to a friend and having time, more time with a friend or more time to herself would help, seeing how that works. If that seems to help and is enough to alleviate whatever stress is going on, then that works. But maybe if it's not working, then it's taking it to another level, which would be contacting a therapist or your doctor.
Sure. And since obviously women have multiple doctors, they're seeing their OB or midwife, or then their family doctor, and they're seeing a pediatrician. Does it matter who they're speaking with about?
No, it wouldn't matter who you see. I mean, usually OB would be the person that they've seen most recently. So
sure.
That, but they can even bring it up to your pediatrician, since moms see the pediatrician very often.
Okay. And as far as getting help for our local listeners and clients, they can reach out to you directly. So how do they access you at Mindful Counseling, Elsa?
You can go to the website at mindfulcounselinggr.com, and they can contact me through there. Another resource would be Pine Rest. And through your OB's office, there also is a list of therapists who specialize in perinatal mood disorders, which includes postpartum depression and anxiety.
That's so helpful. And in a past conversation we had, you had mentioned that women can bring their babies to therapy, that you allow that with clients that you're working with. And I know certainly Pine Rest encouraged that with their mother-baby program.
Yes, for sure. You can bring your baby to session. You can feed the baby, breastfeed. Anything coming with your baby is welcomed, encouraged, for sure.
Do you have any final thoughts or tips to share?
Just that it doesn't have to be, you know, going through this alone. It's very normalized for women to feel that anxiety is just part of postpartum experience, or feeling depressed and feeling stressed is part of it. And while it might be, it's a new phase and there's a lot going on, it doesn't have to be where women are just suffering through it.
Great point. Thanks so much, Elsa, for being on. You can find Ask the Doulas at goldcoastdoulas.com, SoundCloud, and iTunes.
Remember, these moments are golden.